This is the Texas Standard. I'm Kristen Cabrera.
And I'm Joy Diaz. Today, beloved astrologist Walter Mercado will be put to rest in his native Puerto Rico.
He had a career that expanded more than 50 years on TV.
But it was a career that almost didn't happen, right, Kristen?
Yeah. Okay, so imagine that you're at a TV station in Puerto Rico, yeah. And the normal person that does the daily horoscope calls right. in sick.
But Walter was around because mm-hmm. he was a telenovela actor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so they asked him to fill in.
And he never left.
Yeah.
Do you know how many people
it's
watched
like
it?
Almost like 120 million people in the U.S. and around the world saw his daily predictions.
Para que sepan ustedes que estamos abarcando al mundo entero directamente desde Czechoslovakia.
Mercado died last week at the age of 87. He was a very private man in his personal life, and that's why we believe the best person to talk about him is one of the few to whom he gave total access.
My name is Karim Tapsch. I'm the co-director of Mucho, Mucho Amor, a forthcoming documentary about Walter Mercado. And I've had the pleasure of spending the last 3 years with Walter and his family in telling his life story.
Mucho, Mucho Amor is the phrase Mercado used at the end of every show to say goodbye to his audience.
Mucho, 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 mucho. Amor.
If you've never heard of Mercado, Karim Tapsch, I believe, has the perfect description.
Imagine kind of like Mr. Roger meets Oprah, dresses Liberace.
He wore tons of flowy, glitzy mm-hmm. capes. And I think for me, it's kind of funny, Kristen, that mm-hmm. you and I knew him, even though I'm much older than you. Much.
Not
and I grew up in Mexico.
Yeah, well, so I grew up in the Rio Grande Valley, and Tab, she grew up in Miami. And so, like, Walter Mercado, he was just ubiquitous in our culture.
So career-wise, he was very accomplished. Mm-hmm. Ballet dancer, we've mentioned already he was a telenovela actor. Mm-hmm. He went to school to be a psychologist. I didn't know that about him. But who was he to you?
Honestly, he's not just this, you know, pop culture icon of my heritage. He's a link to my grandparents who've passed, yeah, and the memories I share with them. And as millennial like myself, Tapsch talks about that cross-generational impact on a multicultural family.
I mean, as a young Latino, Walter Mercado's daily horoscope was a do not miss, must see tradition in our household. When Walter came on TV in the afternoon, our abuelitas and our moms would shut us up and sit us down and the family would watch. And I wasn't, turns out, the only one who had that experience. So many of my contemporaries grew up with that as well.
Another reason, Kristen, that I think he was so widely loved is because he embraced so many faiths and so many ideologies.
He took the best of Christianity, the best of Hinduism, the best of Islam and of Judaism, and from some of the smaller faiths like Santeria, and he blended all of those. And so when he spoke, everything was kind of influenced from these different belief systems.
Okay, just listen to his 2019 predictions right here.
Predicciones 2019. Ha llegado el amanecer de una nueva conciencia. Todo cambia.
Okay, so first he added, you know, 2019, and it gives you 12, right? And then he says the number 12 is everywhere.
Tenemos 12 apóstoles bíblicos.
12 apostles. We have 12 hours in a day, 12 hours in the night, 12 gods in Olympus. Hercules was given 12 tasks. Then he goes on to say, you know, 12, you add 1 and 2, that gives you 3.
Padre, Hijo y Espíritu Santo.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Salud, dinero y amor.
Health, wealth, love.
He was also somebody who challenged perceptions of masculinity and femininity in a very machismo culture.
Right.
He was just himself.
He blended male and female energies, and he was androgynous.
And for Tapsch, it had a huge effect on him.
And so for myself, as a young queer person growing up, being able to see someone on TV who was different, I knew that I wasn't like every other boy. And while I didn't want to wear capes and jewels, I knew that there was somebody out there that was also different, and that was inspiring. And that our abuelitas could love him, they could also love us.
You know, despite being so influential, Walter Mercado was also dismissed by some and not taken seriously.
And that was most to do with either their own prejudices, whether they were faith-based prejudices, whether they were homophobia, which are things that he really contended with in his lifetime.
So throughout this week, there have been many, many memorial services in honor of Walter Mercado.
you know, it's still a little shocking to me. I can't imagine walking through the doors of his house and not seeing him. And some people leave, but their memory stays with you forever. Walter's going to be one of those people. There's never going to be another one like him, ever.
As for me, Kristen, I think I just want to wish our listeners peace, like Walter Mercado used to say.
Y mucho, mucho amor. I'm Kristen Cabrera.
And I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.